Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆的旗舰小班直播口语课第27期5月开班，因此4月29号晚上8点，我们会在 CC Talk 上开一次体验课，两个多小时，干货满满，可以上麦互动的全英文体验课，错过就要等两个多月了，赶快联系小助手占座吧，微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。
In today's Buzzword Mix, our buzzword is pink tax. The phrase itself is very easy to understand. Pink is a color, and tax is, well, T-A-X, tax. But there's a lot to be said about this concept, so let's dive into it. First of all, let's look at the definition. What is pink tax?
首先我们来看看什么是所谓的粉红税。
Well, pink tax is a markup.On goods and services marketed to women and for which men pay less for similar products and services.
所谓的粉红税指的就是
goods and services marketed to women,
营销给女性消费者的这些货品和服务上面的一个
markup. A pricing markup or a markup in pricing simply means higher price.
在讲到价钱的时候 ,markup 就是一个价格加成，也就是加价。
For instance, if you buy a cola in a restaurant, it's probably going to be a lot more expensive than in the supermarket. That is because restaurants have a markup on the drinks they serve.
比如说在餐厅里点酒水肯定比在超市买要贵不少。这就是一个 price markup.
So pink tax is a markup on goods and services marketed to women.
所以粉红税它指的就是针对女性营销的这些产品也好服务也好和卖给男性的类似的产品和服务相比较会有一个明显的 markup, 一个加价。
This phenomenon is often attributed to gender-based price discrimination. Gender-based price discrimination,
也就是基于性别的价格歧视。
The reason why we call it pink tax is not really about stereotyping women. It simply is from the observation that many of the affected products are pink.
为什么叫它粉红税？不知道大家有没有注意到，比如说同样一个品牌，同样都是卖洗发水，卖给男士的通常是蓝色的瓶子，卖给女士的通常都是粉红色的瓶子。
This is where the word pink tax comes from.Now, in 2015, the issue got a lot of attention when New York City's Department of Consumer Affairs found many instances of gendered pricing when it examined 794 products sold in the city for consumers of all ages.
粉红税这个事情并不是一个特别新的概念。在2015年，纽约的这个消费者事务部门就通过对市面上794种产品的这个观察就发现了有这样的一个概念叫做 gendered pricing, 也就是男女有别的定价。
However, researchers have been noticing and analyzing this phenomenon since at least the 1990s.
这个事情再往前倒，在上世纪90年代末期就已经有人提出来并且观察到了。
Now, although we call it pink tax, it's not really a tax, it's just a price markup. So when a company sells a pink product, the female version,For more than a blue product, the male version, the additional revenue from the pink product does not go to the government as tax.
为什么说它其实不是税呢？就是它多收了女性产品和粉红色产品的这些钱，并不会作为税收上交。
So the only part that benefits from the pink tax are the companies that charge women more than men. These gender-based price disparities are prevalent in several sectors and can be seenin many day-to-day products. But one of the most visible is personal care products.
虽然这种 gender-based price disparities 基于性别的价格差异在很多很多的日常产品里都能见到，但是最最明显的是在
personal care products, 也就是个护产品。These include, for example, soaps, lotions, razor blades, shampoos, and deodorants. In the United States,One government study analyzed 800 gender-specific products from nearly 100 brands. The report found that, on average, personal care products marketed to women were 13% more expensive than similar men's products. accessories and adult clothing were 7% and 8% more expensive, respectively.
美国的一个调查结果就表明各户类产品卖给女性的比男性的平均要贵 13%。配饰类、成人的衣物类卖给女性的分别要比卖给男性的高 7%、8%。
Meanwhile, an analysis in the UK found that women's deodorant was on average 8.9% more expensive than men's, and women's facial moisturizer was about 34% more expensive.
而英国的数据显示女性的这个 deodorant 身体除臭剂要比男性产品贵 8.9%, 而女性的 facial moisturizer 脸部的保湿产品就比男性的要贵 34%。
There are many reasons why the pink tax exists, and there are many different voices. For example, some people believe that women are more prepared than men to pay higher prices for their purchases. Other reports suggest that women are more likely to spend more money on improving their appearances because not doing so is associated with the risk of losing revenue.
关于粉红税出现的原因可以说是众说纷纭，其中就有不少人说这也是因为女性更愿意付更高的价钱，特别是在各户类的产品上，而且女性也更愿意为捯饬自己外貌这件事情买单。其实现在有很多说什么服美意，从这个角度也就是说女性更多的感觉到需要服美意。
You have to look attractive, because especially for women, the more attractive you are, the more likely you're going to earn higher salaries, receive higher grades in school, and are more likely to be hired and promoted in the workplace. But of course, the pink tax has long imposed an economic burden on women around the world. The major impactof the pink tax is that women have less purchasing power, especially paired with the gender-based pay gap. In simpler words, women actually earn less than men, however, are expected to pay more.
为什么很多人会来谈论或者来抵制这种粉红税？主要的原因就是它给女性增加了很多不必要的经济负担。
So the pink tax further contributes to the economic inequality between men and women.And it is also argued that paying more for goods and services marketed to women while women earn less than men means men hold the majority of the purchasing power in the economy.
在这种情况下，主要的购买力依然是在男性。
And furthermore, taxes on feminine hygiene products that men do not need further contribute to this discrepancy.
也有人提出来 feminine hygiene product,妇女卫生用品，比如说卫生巾、卫生棉条这样的产品上面增加的这个附加税，也会给女性的经济造成更大的负担。甚至在英语国家还有一个专门的词叫做 tampon tax， 也就是卫生棉条税。
Although now some countries in the world are talking about pushing back against the pink tax or tampon tax to address this discrepancy. Now let's move on to the sample sentence.Pink tax is the concept where many kinds of products designed for women are more expensive compared to similar ones sold to men. Pink tax is the concept where many kinds of products designed for women are more expensive compared to similar ones sold to men.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So have you ever noticed pink tax in your daily purchases?
期待你的分享。我们下期见。酒馆的旗舰小班直播口语课第27期五月开班，因此4月29号晚上8点我们会在 CC Talk 上开一次体验课，两个多小时干货满满，可以上麦互动的全英文体验课，错过就要等两个多月了，赶快联系小助手占座吧，微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。